joining me on the Gun Lake Casino guest line, Dr. Eddie O'Connor, sports psychologist, navigating a pandemic and a holiday season. Welcome back to the Sports Project Radio Show.
Hey, thanks, guys. Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays to you, too. Saw some cool pictures of you and your family on Facebook. Your boys are tall.
Yeah.
And we stay, I don't know, what do you call it? We're not tall, but we are solid. We are solid. And so how tall are you, Eddie?
I'm 5'10".
5'10". I'm 5'11 and 3/4", and you better... I cherish that 3/4" thing. So
yeah, since I was a kid praying and wishing to stretch, but my boys took up all those extra inches. So
yeah, how tall are they? They look pretty tall in the photos.
Yeah, 6'3" and 6'2".
Yeah, that's cool. Where are you guys over the holiday season here?
So we're back in Michigan, but we were down in Tampa. Wanted to get a little bit of sunshine as a Christmas gift. Took them skydiving, which was a fantastic experience.
Is that your first attempt at that?
That was my second, which was interesting because it was a different kind of nervousness. But, want to challenge yourself in those ways to do the things that are uncomfortable, as Rob was saying earlier, right? You know, you want to live that talk that you're doing. And so that's another example there of, I want to lean into that fear and practice that.
Let's talk a little bit about people making resolutions. It's that time, you know, it's after Christmas. January 1 is creeping up on us. We historically and as a society are into New Year's resolutions because of the timing of it. You talked on your social media platforms about people's plans and about the typical job interview thing of where do you see yourself in 5 years? What is your 10-year plan? And you addressed that and said, wait a minute, we got to rethink that. That's not even realistic. People should plan according to what, Dr. Eddie?
Yeah, my resistance to that honestly is quite personal. Like, it's not like I didn't have plans, and it's not like some of the plans don't come true in the sense of, okay, I see myself as being a psychologist. And so, of course, then you would apply to graduate school and you would study for X amount of years. But the more nuanced things of it about where I would be, what I'm doing, what the job would be, who I'd be working with, all of that ends up changing. I don't know if anybody's like, I'm exactly, at say age 40 or 50, exactly where I thought I would be. There might be an element or two. And so the difficulty, I think, when you get such a specific plan up there is that it locks you in and it doesn't leave you open to the feedback that might come in, the adjustments that you might make, or maybe even most importantly, the opportunities that you didn't see that might arise. And so you put these blinders on that it has to go a certain way, and it really puts you in a position where you feel like you have to control. And if the pandemic has taught us anything, there's so much in this life that we don't control. So I think that there's a balance between knowing where you want to go. Again, as Rob had said, you follow your passions and pursue those. But there has to be sort of a daily flexibility of, am I making the progress in the right direction? Does it feel good to me? And what else is happening that's giving me feedback to let me know I am on the right path, or maybe there's something different that I can be open to?
I think one of the things that everybody, I'm gonna get in trouble saying this, but everybody should experience getting let go from a job. Because it causes it disrupts your whole being and your whole financial situation, which is why I was a little squirmish on saying this, but it makes you scramble and it makes you pivot. And a lot of times I've run into people who went through that terrible thing of a downsizing in a company. I went through it twice, and the rebound was phenomenal with some pain in there, with some financial pain, with some jobs that probably didn't work out well, but ultimately finding some other things and some other talents that they just weren't sure they had, and it turned into gold.
Yeah. And I would agree with you 100%. And depending on where people are in their stage, I might emphasize it differently, because if you are, and I'm sure there's thousands, if not millions, who are listening to going through it right now, we have to have the empathy and the understanding and the openness to that pain. right? Because we're not maybe achieving those results yet. Maybe it's 6 months down the road, a year, 5 years mm-hmm. down the road. And so it's very hard to hear the success stories and be able to be like, okay, well, this is fine, because it's not about feeling good, right? So it's a matter of saying, if you can appreciate that the pain is in service of something, because many of us would never have quit those jobs or gotten out of those relationships or changed that aspect of our life without the push, because that would cause the discomfort. So there's no way that we want to suggest, you or I suggest to anybody, that they should be happy about losing their job, or, oh, don't worry about this, is a good thing. I'm always working with my athletes and clients, and it's not about feeling good. But pain is the teacher. We don't learn a whole lot when we're doing things well. This is why it's so hard to repeat as a champion. You know, people win championships, and they kind of sometimes will lose their edge because, okay, I've got it, I know what to do. And they've forgotten it was that hunger, it was that drive, it was that pain that was driving them in order to actually achieve it. So if you're in that stage, my encouragement to you is, know that your pain has great value, and you have no need to enjoy it, but certainly be open to it and understand that it can push you to greatness. In fact, pain is, I think, one of the few things it can.
Yeah, because you have no choice, and you have to scramble, and everybody's got multiple talents, I believe. And they just suppress some of those other talents because their life is consumed with a job or with things that are, you know, life gets in the way of things sometimes, right? And then when life changes happen, all hell sort of breaks loose. But then, God, some good thing. I think Dr. Rob Bell said it best, that the key is to keep grinding through and keep working and keep, don't give up and don't do nothing, and good things will happen. And I've just seen many people get into great jobs after they lost the one job that devastated them for a few weeks or a few months. And so I don't know. I just think you got to, you would know better than I, don't you just have to build your mental portfolio to have these different pockets in there so that you have flexibility, that maybe you should anticipate that your business might take a dip and you may lose your jobs, husband and wife and kids or whatever, and that you just got to be ready to chase your next set of skills.
Yeah, there's great synergy. I mean, Rob Bell is a fantastic mental toughness coach, and I love his messages. And I don't think he has said it on his, I was listening, but he tweets very often, and it's one of my favorites from him, is a simple tweet, patience and persistence.
Yeah.
And it's so succinct, but I'm telling you, I got to thank him, because I keep that in my mind during these times, where it really comes into it. The patience is like, you know, we have different seasons. There's a planting season. We can't always be in that harvesting season, right? And so for many of us, we're just planting and we don't see anything. We're putting seeds into the ground, and that can be frustrating. But knowing that with patience, because there is a time where everything will come in, what season are we in? And then that persistence, he brings up an excellent point, that as long as we keep moving, we're making progress. And when you stop, the progress stops. And if you have to combine both of those. You have to have the patience to keep going and then be content in all things, even when the results aren't there, if you're sure that the process is good. So, again, as you had said, like, none of this magically happens. The process of it, you have to be very diligent, and the pain of it will often cause you to do that if you don't have an income, you know, the intensity, and you drop off all the unnecessary stuff. The other benefit of the crisis is that when you get to restart, you know, maybe you've had a 20-year career or this or that. Maybe that was good for you then, but there's a whole new world now. And so you're forced into the present moment of however many kids, your marital situation, your friends, where you live, where you could live. You actually get to choose all over when everything's taken away from you. I don't expect you to be excited about it, but you do get to choose based on your life right now. Well, what do I want to keep, and what do I just continue to let it go when it's all gone? Then I'm only adding what I want with who I am today. And that's, I think, where the greatness for many people comes, because they're building their future based on who they are now, not who they were 20 years ago.
Yeah. And the other thing, I would give advice to our interns in the office this morning, Walker Arand and Max G, that when the chips are down, or even Mike Baruta and myself, if the chips are down, make sure that you talk to as many people as possible and explain your situation and explain your skills, because I'll guarantee, and I think I can guarantee it, you will land, because somebody knows somebody and there's some position open. If you say nothing, I can guarantee nothing's going to happen. If you reach out and do the networking thing and expand that network and let people know you're looking for work, I just think good things will happen based on the numbers game. If you reach out to 1,000 people, your odds get a heck of a lot better. And that networking is a skill. It's a great skill, and it's a great way to reconnect. And you're going to run into something that you didn't expect. I've seen it a million times.
Yeah, I would agree. That would be one thing that I don't think is, in my circles anyway, has been sort of talked enough. But what I would caution against as we go through with that is that it's not anybody else's responsibility or duty to get you the job. Yep. So I've been approached by a number of people sometimes, and they're very quickly kind of asking. And it's like, you know, part of networking is, you know, are you giving 51% of the time? So with your skills, can you give that to somebody? Can you, you know, to give them a sample or to show them? Can you develop real relationships? Mm-hmm. It's not a bunch of people just kind of switching cards and trying to, you know, take advantage of each other. But who can you invest in? Who do you care about? Like, if you have a particular market that you want to serve, well, can you volunteer in there? And can you, you know, partner up and contribute to somebody's project, somebody's article, somebody's, and demonstrate your skills and earn the trust? That's the networking, I think, that we're talking about. Really have a real relationship, not just, hey, somebody hook me up.
Yeah, it's got to be done professionally, and it's got to be done with some substance, is what you're saying. Dr. Eddie O'Connor, God, the fastest 15 minutes in sports talk history. Thank you so much for joining us again on the Sports Project Radio Show. Where can people get a hold of you?
Hey, best place is DrEddieO'Connor.com, and I'm upgrading my membership, Success Stories membership. It's about overcoming obstacles to excellence. We're opening it up again in February, and Christmas present to everybody. I'm just putting it on a new platform called Searchy, where you can actually type in something like confidence, and it is going to cue every video that I've ever had where I mention confidence and give you a personalized playlist. So jump on that wait list right now, because when I open up things in February, I'm just so excited about what's coming next.
And we will talk to you right prior to that and help pump this, because it's the best networking, best piece of advice I can give to people is to talk to Dr. Eddie. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Sports Project Radio Show.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.